Albany County Executive Dan McCoy has been on a mission to privatize the county nursing home, favoring a lease agreement with the Upstate Services Group, a company that provides administrative and operational support to affiliated skilled nursing facilities throughout New York. McCoy's plan entails handing Upstate the license of the 250-bed nursing home for a 10-year stretch, something he had hoped to achieve by the end of June when funding for the nursing home is scheduled to run out. The plan has been hopelessly stuck in committee, which McCoy says costs the county $1 million each month. Albany County Comptroller Mike Connors touched on the nursing home issue last night when he delivered his State of the Fisk address.
The county executive's proposal is to privatize via lease, and the county legislature's proposal is to bring in private management but retain control of the facility. What we suggested was that they look at a middle area, that we do agree you need an outside management team because we've proven we're unable, unwilling, and shamefully inadequate at the operation of the facility in the last 12 years. So that drew an awful lot of comment, and we believe that debate has gotten more personalized and rational, and we suggested to them that they sit down together and negotiate in good faith.
But good faith seems to be scarce. Legislators have delayed voting as they consider that management agreement deal deemed illegal by the county executive's office because it would outsource some work currently handled by unionized employees of Albany County. Both plans involve disputes that have arisen over the fate of nursing home employees and how many jobs may or may not be lost. In most cases, when a nursing home changes hands, the residents are not tossed out, but some observers believe privatization puts their care at risk. When Fulton County's nursing home was privatized last year, employees lost their pension plan and health insurance premiums doubled. New hires were reportedly brought in at reduced salaries. 38th District Albany County Legislator Michael Mackey weighs in.
I think that the proposal for retaining a manager, private manager for the nursing home, merits exploration. You know, we should look into that as promptly as possible. See what we find in terms of likely savings from having a manager.
Deputy County Executive Christine Quinn says Dan McCoy's office has been trying to sell legislators on the idea of leasing and transferring operation of the nursing home to Upstate Services as the best choice to keep the facility operating.
We have done our due diligence in the executive's office. We have provided really a pretty unprecedented level of transparency throughout this entire process and bringing as much information to groups of legislators, individual legislators, and with a plan that just makes complete sense for everyone on every level. It's baffling why we have not taken the necessary steps to move forward on this, but it every month we are presented with some obstacle, which of late has been this quote-unquote management contract, which is prohibited.
But with no agreement close, Comptroller Mike Connors warned legislators there will be fallout from inaction.
One of the issues that we did bring up is that the legislature and the executive sequestered or put in contingency the second half of the year of the budget to run the nursing home. And right now the county executive is engaged with the legislature in a game of financial chicken. And we've recommended strongly that they not continue that and explain that if the money is not transferred prior to July, that we're not going to certify payroll to nursing home in July. So hopefully that will get them off the dime and get them to sit down and negotiate like grown-ups.
Several New York counties have had their share of nursing home dilemmas. Orange County government has been accused of paralysis in its dealings with Valley View Nursing Home and the circus atmosphere that has surrounded it, the kind of moniker Albany County leaders may not be able to avoid if an agreement is not reached soon. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.